we've been lobbying Askerin for probably up to 10 years now to replace that water main in Kina running up on Debris in Malin Head. It's a part where the road is in dire straits of needing resurfaced, and it's an area that I suppose has been kicked from pillar to post over the last number of years as to whether it was going to be done or whether it wasn't going to be done. There was pipes there for quite some time, then they came and took the pipes away, but the news today now that Irish Water have announced that they are going to replace that 2.2 kilometres of piping, which will make a massive difference to the water supply in Malin Head. It'll make a massive difference to the burst, because that particular area is prone to bursts a number of times every year. But look, I'm delighted that finally Irish Water have agreed to replace that, and it will make a massive difference to the people of Malin Head.
Now, there's significant funding going along, or investment in Malin Head going along with this.
There's massive significant funding going with that. Look, I suppose Irish Water have, to be fair, have put quite significant funding into Neshon over the last number of years, particularly in the Clamanny Urus area and now in Malin Head. But we still have lots of areas that we need infrastructure repaired in. But look, we're delighted that today that at least this this problematic area that has been giving us a lot of bother for probably 10 or 12 years now is finally going to be rectified.
And is there, I suppose, on the day-to-day, how has things been in Malin Head, and how will that change?
Well, I think, to be fair, the teams on the grounds, the local guys here that are working for Irish Water are doing a fantastic job to keep, water maintained at a good level most of the time. I suppose our big problem, and that happens in every area, is during the summertime with an influx of visitors to Malin Head. There's an influx to the B&Bs. Malin Head gets a lot of visitors throughout the summer. When that pressure comes on the water mains, at them times that we have the most bursts, and then that's where the problematic pipes tend to give way when the most pressure is on the water and the most usage is on the water, and that has been happening, as I say, every summer over the past 10 summers, where we've had lots of problems, and then water levels drop in the reservoirs, and then we have issues with air in the water, which causes delays and causes outages in parts of Malin Head for could be 3, 4, 5 days, and that's happened on a number of times last year. There was businesses in Malin Head that lost significant time last year, with outages of water where they were closed for 3 or 4 days. So hopefully, if this is rectified now and the new main is put in, that will alleviate a lot of those problems for both Irish Water and for ourselves, and particularly for the local community down there.
And I suppose just finally, it's very much welcome news, but I suppose I'm thinking maybe for in other areas of Inishowen like Buncrana, hearing that it took 10 years to get this might be a bit unsettling.
Yeah, and it's a regular fight when it comes to investment, particularly in new water mains. It takes a long time and a long fight to finally get the investment. They do this investment on the amount of the amount of bursts and the amount of times that the pipes have bursted, and it takes quite some time, years actually, to get that level of burst up where they finally invest in an area. Is that the right way of doing it? I don't think it is. I think there needs to be a lot more investment in a lot of areas. But look, we have to take a one when we get it, and we have a one today for the people in Malin Head, and I think it's worthwhile. It's something that's needed, and I'm delighted that it's happened.